you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again. 'Cause I told you once before goodbye, but I came back again. I love you so well, I'm the one who wants you. Yes, I'm the one who wants you. Oh, 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 you could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time, I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend.
Who was that?
I don't know. Well, that was an interesting duo there.
Yeah, real interesting.
Yeah,
who's singing that? That's good stuff.
Yeah, did you like that version there?
Yeah.
Well, so welcome back to another year of I've Got a Beatles podcast with Dave and Chris. And yes, indeed, that version of I'll Be Back that started our show today. Was performed by myself and friend of the show, Doug. I was singing the lead on that one and playing the guitar, and then Doug is singing background vocals and playing bass.
Yeah, why are we playing? Why did you guys really like that song, obviously?
Yeah, when I lived in Florida, I had my second floor bedroom upstairs, there were two bedrooms upstairs, and one of them was a studio. I called it the second floor studio. And my friend Doug and I would just record a bunch of tunes and just love playing acoustic like that. And yeah. I'll Be Back is such a great standout track, as we're going to discuss today in our podcast as we go under the microscope into the lab yet again.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on that it's a really satisfying song to play and to sing. So we thought we'd give it a try and did a little demo of it. So hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear many other versions of it today as well, because it's been a popular song by many people.
Yeah, we had to cut. The last few of these we've really scraped around to try to find some cover versions, but a lot of people did very interesting cover versions for this. So I think I don't know how you feel about this, Dave, but I would say that people's affinity for this song, it has more to do with the music than it does the lyrics. It's just amazingly interesting musically.
Yeah, it's very innovative for the time. This was recorded on June 1st, 1964, and they did this 16 times. And as we're going to find out, it wasn't always how you hear it on Hard Day's Night album now. It's the last song on Hard Day's Night album. Yeah, the music really stands out for so many reasons, and I even use this song in my own music theory classes because of some things that I'm going to talk about that it does really well. So a real big John Lennon song, and as usual, what we've discussed, this has become a recurring theme on the podcast, is taking down John Lennon's bad things that he says about his own songs. He actually said this was a pretty good one. He had a good opinion of I'll Be Back, but but he said, a nice tune, though the middle is a bit tatty. So, yeah. I guess you can't get a complete winner, a glowing recommendation from John, but that's a pretty good opinion. And Paul also liked this song a lot, too. So it had a really positive vibe about it.
One of the things that really stands out about it is that it closed the album. Previous to this, the other songs that closed the Beatles albums are sort of rockers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a unique sounding song to go out with a very melancholy kind of feel to it, to go out to end an album on it. I think, adds a hint of sophistication to the it shows you they were going a more sophisticated route. Suddenly.
Yeah, that's true. You think of like on With the Beatles, it goes out with Money, which is like the big screaming rocker, screaming John. And then here we've
Twist
got
and a, Shout.
Twist and Shout, of course. Yeah. One, so. And then a completely different side of John on this one. And yeah. You're right. It for a closing song, it works particularly well, but for different reasons than the others. So also interesting is the instruments on here. It, as we said, it's not a big rocker, and instead it's all acoustic. And this was even earlier than we've talked in our episodes about Rubber Soul being the acoustic album and having a lot of the mellower sound. But it almost, this song almost foreshadows that what was to come a little bit with all the acoustics. We've got John on rhythm guitar and on acoustic, and George on rhythm guitar and classical guitar, the one he uses in And I Love Her, that you can see him playing in the movie Hard Day's Night, and then Paul on bass and Ringo on drums. So it has a really mellow sound to it.
You really can't vocally, you know, it says that Harrison's on harmony vocal, but you really can't hear him at all. If he's there, he's
mixed real low.
Maybe the mic was off.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. But the harmony vocals on this are really pretty great.
Yeah. Well, you want to tell us a little bit about the lyrics first, and then we'll maybe get into the first attempt at this song, which, if you have the anthology, you know, sounds very different. And if you haven't heard it, you'll really be surprised. But the lyrics are, I don't know, what's the story about going on here?
Well, you know, it's another love song, but a sort of a very odd one. And if you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back. Kind of is an odd sentiment. It's basically a guy who's almost like addicted to this girl, can't shake her. What do you call it? When a codependent?
Yeah.
Sort of a codependent relationship. When I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to work out, you know, between these two people. And so it becomes a little bit interesting that, you know, John is the songwriter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's sort of like, yeah, I'm going to stick with you, but if you break my heart, I could find something better to do, but I'll be back anyway.
And, you know, in a way that fits in, there's sort of some word painting, or there's a term we use in classical music analysis called word painting, where in a song the text will illustrate, or the music will illustrate, something that's said in the text. And an interesting feature of this song is the title I'll Be Back, and that verse keeps coming back too in a really interesting way in terms of the form of the song. Walt Everett, the great music theorist who's written two excellent books on the Beatles, he points out that this song is actually a rondo form, which rondo is also another classical form, and it's got the part, this is a seven-part rondo, it has the form A, B, A, C, A, B, A. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that the A's are all the verses. You know, if you break my heart, I'll go. And then you've got the B section. I wanna go, but I hate to leave you. And then you go back to the A. You know, if you break my heart, I'll go. And then you've got the C section, which really throws things off with the, I thought that you would realize.
Yeah.
And then he comes back to the B and the A's again. So that's a pretty complex form for a pop song for 2 minutes and 20 seconds to be in that form.
Yeah, and is the B in that? Typically, you'd expect the B to be a chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a chorus?
I don't think
so. It doesn't seem like a chorus to me. It seems more like a, I don't know, like a bridge.
Yeah, it's very bridge-like.
Bridge,
yeah.
And then a third bridge, like, yeah. a bridge for the bridge. So it's a very, very odd design.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Quite innovative for this point in the Beatles' career. We think of that stuff happening much later, but this is pretty early.
Now, this song was inspired by the hit song Runaway.
Yeah.
Del Shannon, which I've always loved that song. I think it's a great, great old hit.
Is that a synthesizer on that song that does the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do with that kind of sound? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the answer, but
I don't know what that is.
I love hearing it.
And then it trills at the end.
That thing?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. I'm a walking in the rain and under. Wow, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
This episode's just going to be me and Dave singing Runaway.
We're just singing Runaway here. The synth
parts of Runaway.
Yeah.
My Little Runaway, too.
Yeah.
It's sort of the opposite perspective of like, I'll run away, but I'll be back. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
you push me away, I'll just come back.
Yeah.
Nothing more I can do about it. So, more so, I think it was that song has the song "Runaway" has pretty interesting chordal structure, and yes. I think that sort of inspired him more musically.
Sure. Yeah, the chords and the descending bass line that. It steps down over the verse, and so that is really the biggest similarity. But you know, it's interesting when now would be a good time to hear the original version of them doing it, because all that stuff was there, but it just sounds completely different. And so it might be interesting to listen to the version from the anthology. And was this listed as a? How is it listed on the anthology? Demo or what?
On the anthology, it's listed as demo.
Okay.
This is off of Anthology 1. Mm-hmm. So here's I'll Be Back demo off of Anthology 1.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, you know. If you break my heart, I'll go. But I'll be back again. Cause I told you once before goodbye.
Wow, that is very different, and it's the feel. So it you could put Babies in Black over that. It has the same feel to it. It's a 6/8 tune, so kind of a waltz feel.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think it works? Do you like that kind of feel?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the early tunes, they don't do this kind of thing where they try out some things. Because they also tried out the other clip from Anthology is basically the song that you hear, but with electric guitars.
Yeah.
And that they were like, I just like that they were, even at that earlier stage, kind of being like, no, that doesn't quite work. How can we tweak it?
Yeah.
What if we make it all acoustic? You know, let's try that. So, it's interesting though. It's not distasteful.
No,
but I think I like that they kept working on it until they found the right feel for it.
And it was absolutely. And also, it was hard for John to sing that way too. And at the end of that take, it's really hilarious because it breaks down and he complains about how hard it is to sing, and then he starts mocking the words like "run away from you, if you don't want me to," joking around. It's really funny if you listen to the rest of that, because it was too hard to sing the way it was in that feel. So it works much better the way they did it. So but it's always interesting to hear artists and what they do and how things change, and that's why the anthology was really valuable. So they kind of gives us a window into how the songs became the songs.
Well, if any of you a couple episodes ago, we talked about the Bob Dylan set, and if any of you listen to that, it's like, wow, that guy.
Oh yeah,
he'd try it a whole different way. He wasn't messing around. It's like, yeah, let's play it completely differently. than mm-hmm. we just did it, you know, so.
Yeah, no, it's great to do that. And this song, because of its sophistication and its innovative elements, it allows that to happen. So not only is the form really important and interesting, but the chords are too. If you listen carefully at the beginning, it starts out in a major chord, with an A major chord, and then it suddenly goes minor when he starts singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. a process called modal mixture. And it's something the Beatles used frequently in their early periods, especially. But what's the effect that it gives you when you hear the back and forth between major and minor?
I think it's sort of haunting.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, like, for sure. For
yeah.
Sure.
So that's that happens all throughout the song. So guitar players, you're playing it as an A major chord, and then it turns into an A minor chord. And it's pretty surprising. So I don't know, maybe it's kind of like it's symbolizing the doubt that he's got. Well, maybe I will go back, or I will be back, or maybe I won't.
This is probably a doomed relationship if we can't decide if we want to be together or not.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's got a lot. There's a lot going on in there
yeah.
musically and tied in with the words. So, yeah, those are the big things. I would also say the rhythm. It's kind of hard when Doug and I recorded the song. We were just learning it, and we couldn't figure out how it started, like what beat it comes in on, because it's kind of confusing when you listen to it at the beginning to like try tapping your foot to feel where it goes. It actually comes in on the and of beat 3, which is kind of weird. It throws you off a little. So just try it. Listen to the song at home and try tapping your foot right at the beginning, and you're going to find it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you found some interesting cover versions of the song.
Yeah.
That, as you said, I remember, what was the last song we did? Oh, How Do You Sleep? We couldn't really find much of anything
for
covers. No. So this one was a little easier. So tell us about the covers you found.
Well, this got covered right from the start. And here's one from Cliff Richard, if you don't know who Cliff Richard is, was colossally huge in Britain, but just never took here. I think he had a couple of minor 80s hits.
Ooh.
Here, but that's like 20 years after he became popular in England. Well, his version of I'll Be Back was recorded in Abbey Road in 1966 and released on Don't Stop Me Now.
A message there.
Yeah. Yeah, like, watch out, I'm a hit maker.
Yeah.
So here is Cliff Richard with I'll Be Back.
You know, if you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again. 'Cause I told you once before goodbye, but I came back again. I love you so, I'm the one who wants you. Yeah, I'm the one who wants you. You could find better things to do than to.
Okay, it's Cliff Richard, kind of a lusty version there, huh?
I like the trumpet line, ba ba beep ba, in the yeah. background, little counter melody, and then you've got the trombone writing. So different harmonization on the song in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. His voice, I don't know much about Cliff Richard, but it's a little bit Elvis-y, his sound on that one.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He's of the school of Elvis kind of singer. You know, I mean, he's had a huge, huge career in England.
Yeah.
So, I mean, big time.
Hmm.
But for some reason, just never really made it over here.
Yeah.
So that's Cliff Richard. Let's jump all the way to a lady who spent a lot of time down in Carbondale, Illinois.
Oh.
Carbondale. Carbondale, Illinois.
Home of Southern Illinois University.
That's right. Yeah. Sean Colvin. Of course, Sean Colvin, probably best known for her 1997 song, Sonny Came Home.
Yeah, singer-songwriter and kind of a folky type sound.
Oh yeah, I'm distracted by the amount of cats that
yes,
around Dave right now.
We're recording now, and my cats, whose names are Sarge and Pepper, are walking across the screen frequently here, wanting my attention. So
I just looked up and I saw two cattails. I was like, "What is happening over there?" Yes. Anyway, Sean Colvin, and this is off of Polaroid's The Greatest Hits collection. And this is her version of I'll Be Back.
You know, if you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again.
Beautiful version of that song.
Yeah, very contemplative.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. No, I like that sound, and it's nice to hear some good harmony work on there, and the acoustic guitar sounds terrific. So a very different version than Cliff Richard, for sure.
Yeah. Now, way different here. How about the Paragons?
Who?
The Paragons were a ska and rocksteady vocal group. In other words, sort of a reggae group.
Okay.
They were from Kingston, Jamaica. The most famous track was their version of The Tide Is High. If you've ever heard their version. Well, their version of I'll Be Back is pretty great. There, Dave. What do you think of that?
Yeah, man. I like that version. It's
yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like they recorded an album just for us. It's the Paragons sing the Beatles and Bob Dylan.
Oh, cool. That's like puts it all together for us here. <That's> right. What more do we need?
Got it. Versions of Because, Don't Let Me Down. Uh-huh. Also, Blowing in the Wind, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Michelle.
Wow, I'm going to have to check that out. I like that.
Lay Lady Lay. What do you think their Lay Lady Lay sounds like? That's got to be good.
That would be pretty good. I can imagine that being working out pretty well. Yeah.
So.
No, really nice. It's great to hear different feel on that one. So we had the Sean Colvin feel, and now you've got the real reggae kind of sound. And I'm guessing that your last example is going to really blow us away here.
I just have an irrational love, I think, for Herb Albert.
Were you a trumpet Tijuana player? You wish you'd were a trumpet player in a former life or something?
No, I was a tenor sax player, if you recall.
I remember, yeah.
A very poor one in college. They forced me to stop, actually. Herb Albert he knows how to do it, if you ask me. So here's Herb Albert from the album The Brass Are Coming.
I really like how he adds an extra note on the melody with kind of the ba-ba-dum.
Yeah.
It really is very, woo, I don't know, haunting, very haunting.
They're obviously playing with the space there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sort of stopped for there for a second when you're like, what? What happened?
Yeah.
Like, nope.
You're still going. Still going. So. And still going is Herb Alpert at age 80. So,
Yeah. Love Herb Albert.
Yeah.
Big fan. Now, some other versions we didn't play. Of course, it's part of the Stars on 45 medley.
Of course.
Or that Stars on 45 thing, which I don't really like. There's a terrible UB40 version.
Did they have any other songs besides Red Red Wine, which wasn't even their song?
Don't get me started on UB40.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers version. And Elliot Smith during sessions for his what would be his last album. Recorded a version. And that one's pretty good. We might make that a song of the night here soon.
Yeah, I know you're a fan of Elliot Smith's music.
Yeah, I really think Elliot Smith. If you haven't heard any Elliot Smith, give him a go, because you'll probably know him best from he's the music that's playing during Good Will Hunting. But give him a try and then read about his crazy life and death.
Yeah.
Lots of good versions there.
And that shows that, yeah, there's a lot of interest in this song, and it really works well for a lot of different types of styles, too.
Yeah.
Some songs you just can't really change that much, and then others, as we've heard from the four cover versions of I'll Be Back, they're all different and all interesting in their own way.
Of course, we'll go out on the complete version, as we do on all of these under the microscopes. I think we saw a lot under this microscope.
Yes, we did. We found a lot to dissect here. Oh, yeah. So we're happy to be back for another year of podcasts, and we've got lots of good ones ahead, and some fun anniversaries we're going to get into, and even a few special things up our sleeves that we'll mention as we get closer.
Yeah, I think we'll probably get some releases this year, I'm hoping. knock on wood, at least some re-releases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so, time for another McCartney collection series here, something else in the reissues. I don't know. It could be. This is the 30th anniversary of Press to Play. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's dig in.
That might be ripe for a reissue here. So.
How about some Back to the Egg reissue?
I know. That's got to be coming. I know.
So. We want some egg.
We can only hope.
Give us egg. Give us egg.
Yeah. So, well, good stuff. So good to be back, and we'll be recording again soon with another podcast. So we'll end today with, as Chris said, going out with the full version of "I'll Be Back" from A Hard Day's Night.
If you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again. 'Cause I told you once before goodbye, but I came back again. I love you so, I'm the one who wants you. Yes, I'm the one who wants you. Oh, 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 oh. You could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. That if I ran away from you, that you would want me to. But I got a big surprise. Oh, 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 oh. You could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. I wanna go, but I hate to leave you. You know I hate to leave you. Oh, 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 you. If you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again.